Jerry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Speaking of Jack's, let's go right to the phone. And joining us from the Jack's in Fort Collins is Holden Shipman. Good morning, Holden.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I want to talk to you about a few things. I eventually want to get to archery and spend some time there because you guys have a great pro shop. You've got you're well stocked. But before we even get to the archery, hunting seasons, I know it's just the middle of July, but we've got archery season starting, but then we've got dove season isn't that far away, and upland game, and then the teal season and waterfowl and muzzleloader. And last year, a lot of new people got into hunting, and they found out there were some challenges in the supply chain. And I've been talking to some of the manufacturers, and they really haven't overcome a lot of those challenges. So if I'm looking, let's start out with a firearms hunter. If I'm looking for firearms and ammunition, am I going to be facing some challenges, and should I be out there early looking?
Absolutely. So, yeah, that is a common challenge we're seeing nowadays, is especially on the ammunition side of things. It's been hard to get things in, and one of the big things we're seeing is birdshot. For skeet loads, for practice loads, we haven't been seeing those come in very much at all. We do expect to see that getting better as we get closer to season, but calling all the stores around you that you know carry them, usually the best days to call are, you know, Monday through Friday, first thing in the morning, especially here at Jack's. Just give us a call, see if we have any in stock, and we'd be more than happy to let you know if we do or don't. So that has been a very common challenge. We're doing a little bit better on rifle and muzzleloader loads, and pistol loads are doing pretty good. But other than that, ammunition has been a real struggle all across the board.
Well, and one of the things I talk about when I'm talking getting ready for hunting is practicing. And, you know, I tell people don't get ready for hunting, stay ready, which means you need to shoot your firearm and you need to be comfortable with the manual of arms, the safety on it, the sight picture, how it fits you, all those things. And I think it's very important, and we'll talk about this in archery too. It's also very important to practice with which you hunt with. So right now, and that goes for shotgunning too, right now I would be, if I can find the ammunition I want to hunt with, I'd buy enough to practice with too, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yes. I'd buy a full case if I had the opportunity to.
All right, let's move on to archery. Now, archery, I'm hearing struggles throughout up and down the Front Range. We've had people come on and say they can't get the right broadheads. They're having trouble even getting bows, but arrows especially have been really difficult. You guys have archery shops. In fact, three of your stores, I believe, have archery pro shops. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Three of our stores do. Two of them are located in Colorado. We have a full-service shop in Lafayette, and here in Fort Collins, we have a full-service shop where we can do everything from just a simple tune-up to changing your string if it's a little frayed to fully setting up a brand-new bow to get you out there for your first season.
Now, before we get into maybe some of the tune-ups, picking out a bow, picking out an arrow, how are you guys doing on arrows, broadheads, and practice arrows?
We're doing great. We're actually better than we ever have been as far as that goes. We've had some really good success in getting those in. So we carry gold tip arrows for the most part and all different ones that they carry. And broadheads, we're awesome, stocked up fully on broadheads. We got Muzzies, G5s, and Ramcats, anywhere from 100 grain up to 175.
Well, you know, and there's another thing where practice comes in. You and I have talked about this in the past, that too many people just take practice arrows and go to a static range and shoot from a standing position. Eventually, you have to practice with what you're going to hunt with, don't you?
Absolutely. Practice makes perfect. So when you're out in the field, you want to be shooting the same thing that you should practice with. You're not always going to be shooting, you know, field tips unless you're practicing. So focusing on with your broadheads, practicing with your broadheads because they fly differently through the air and from different positions, whether you're kneeling, sitting, shooting through open windows, things to get you ready for that real-life application.
You're right. And, you know, there's a lot of – I know you're a big believer in shooting from all those positions, and I also believe in shooting from odd distances. Don't just shoot at 40 yards. Shoot at 45. Shoot at 35. Shoot at 20. Shoot at 53. Get used to, because it changes a little bit, and you just really need to practice. I'm also a big believer in 3D practice because it shows you not only where you hit the target, but how that arrow would have entered the animal. I think that's a big deal.
Absolutely. 3D practicing is crucial. And it's one of those things, like you said, you really want to be able to focus on your shot placement and where that arrow is going to be going and how it's going to be flying through the air. So when that critical time comes, you have full confidence in your gear and your abilities.
Let's talk a little bit about what you have at Jack's as far as bows. We talked about the arrows and the broadheads. But first of all, you have a full-service pro shop. But what brands of bows do you carry?
Primarily, we carry Matthews. What we're seeing more of not is Mission by Matthews. So it's a sub-brand from Matthews called Mission, and they're incredible bows. They make them for youth and beginners all the way up to very experienced archery hunters. We also carry some different traditional bows, and so we have the Regime and the Fleetwood with recurves. If you're a little bit more comfortable with a little bit lighter poundages, especially if you're just getting started at close ranges, awesome opportunities.
Now, if I come in and I want to get a bow for myself, one of my grandkids, my wife, what do you need to know? How do you take me through it? What are the questions? And then how much do I have to spend? What kind of price range?
Absolutely. So originally getting a bow when you come in, we're going to need to know your draw length. And our full-service bow techs are very experienced. We can figure out your draw length down to a half an inch to make sure it's as perfect as possible for you. We also need to know how much your comfortable pulling weight is. You know, with it's a compound, you have some let off, so you have a little bit more room there. If you're a traditional archery shooter, we got to kind of know, okay, maybe you max out about 35 pounds. We got the perfect setup for you. With that being said, all said and done, with the bows that we carry for a full setup, you're looking anywhere from about $400 to $600 on a compound bow and about $300 to $400 on a traditional bow. And that's with your arrows fully tuned up and a little bit of range time.
That's right. You have a range right at your pro shop, don't you?
We do. We have a 20-yard range for 4 to 6 people. We also have 3D targets, and it's one of the most crucial things you can do is practice at close ranges, because oftentimes you see these guys who are shooting out 40, 50, 60 yards, and they don't practice at the 15 to 20-yard range, and all of a sudden, you know, you have an animal coming in pretty close, and you see them shoot over their back because they haven't practiced at 10, 15, 20 yards.
And I think it's so much easier to get initially comfortable and zeroed in at short range. I do the same thing Karen and I do when we do our firearms practice. We shoot closer till we really feel comfortable with the sight picture, and then we move it out. Shooting a bow is very similar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one great thing about Jack's is our bow team here is very experienced, and we can kind of give you pointers and tips along the whole way, especially if you're a beginner, to get you the core fundamentals of shooting a bow and all the proper techniques.
So what if I already have a bow, but I'm not sure it's tuned up? I'm not even sure it fits me, right? Can I come into your pro shop? What can you do for me?
Absolutely, yeah. Bring it on in. We're going to check your draw length, your weight, and we're going to check the string, see how the string's looking on it, see how your cams are looking, your sight. And we'll do a full tune-up on it to make sure that it's 100% ready for season. There won't be any malfunctions of any kind. And then we'll kind of run you through just some rough etiquette on you know, how to pull bows back properly, how to stay in the sight frame properly, release, follow through, all the above.
All right. And which stores, again, have a pro shop for archery?
Absolutely. So at our Jack's locations, we have one in Lafayette, Colorado. We also have one in Fort Collins, Colorado, right off in college.
And what about, does the Cheyenne store have one?
They do not yet. That is something that we are
working on. Okay. But you have the two, and they're pretty well located in the front range, so people can get to it. And is there a tech in there the whole time the store is open?
Yep, there is. We always have a tech in that can help you out with whatever needs you need. And then ultimately, it's just a great spot to stop in. And even if you have questions on archery, on where to go, what to do, what to look for, we're more than welcome to help you out there.
All right. Well, Holden, thank you so much for joining us today, and hopefully people will stop by. I think the fact that you have broadheads, I know your people in purchasing told me they really stocked up anticipating a shortage. I think that's going to serve the archery community very well, and thank you guys for looking forward and doing that.
Absolutely, Terry. Thank you.
All right. That's Holden Shipman from Jack's Outdoors in Fort Collins. Stop by and check out the archery pro shops. Jack's just has all your outdoor needs. We'll take a time out. When we come back, Chad LaChance is going to join us, and we're going to talk about a technique that not everybody understands or even fishes that often, and that's drop shotting right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.